Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on using sound to transform negative beliefs. We just did it in the class here like a half hour ago. And our intention is you are a pure, perfect spirit in every way. That's an easy one, huh? But before we start, I want to tell you about some things going on here at the school. We've got our next semester starting on January 19th, and we've got a prepaid discount, early birdie discount, which is by December 1st, and that's for the certificate or associate degree program here at the Institute in Sound Healing. The certificate program is 3.5 months, and it's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, and some weekends. And we've got about 10 different instructors. It's really a profound experience, really transformative. And we also, that is the first semester of the associate degree program. So you can continue in May into the second semester. And there we get more into research. We get into different levels of consciousness. We also have you do a lot more practice with sound healing as well, with all of the equipment in our store. So you get to use any semester, you get to use all of the equipment in our store. So you can really get to know what equipment, sound healing equipment, whether it's bowls or tuning forks or whatever, because we have tons of them here, what resonates with you. So when you go to buy something, you really already know instead of trying to guess what might be cool for you. And so you can get, like, if you pay in full by December 1st, you can get a $300 discount for the certificate program or $1,500 off for the associate degree program. And let's see, I don't have another open house schedule. We'll have another open house in January before the class, probably about January 10th or so. I'll have to see if we'll be scheduling it. We should have the schedule done for next semester in detail in about a week here. It'll be online at soundhealingcenter.com, and then just click on the certificate program. We also have the audio recording program happening as well, starting January 19th, and that's going to be Wednesday afternoons, 2:30 to 5:30, and then Thursdays from 1:30 to 4:30 is the class, and then we have a lab where you're just doing working on the recording studios from 5 to 10. And that is also a discount. I think it's about $400 discount if you pay in full by December 1st. That program's normally $3,800, whereas the sound healing certificate is $2,600. You learn in the audio program, you learn how to use the equipment, but you also learn how to use the equipment to make really powerful recordings. Whether you're a musician or just want to learn to be a musician, we also teach you how to play keyboards and different things, and teach you music theory as well in a very psychoacoustic sound healing way, in a way that actually connects to the body and to spirit and source instead of to the mind only. And it's very, very effective, very, very powerful. My book in audio recording has been the number one selling book for the last 15 years now. It's in every college there is that teaches audio recording. And it's called The Art of Mixing, and I've sold about 100,000. My book in sound healing is also the top book in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. You can get both of those online. The audio book is at Globe Recording, GLOBE Recording.com. Sound Healing Books at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. We also have both of these programs online. We've got the certificate and associate degree in sound healing. The next start time is actually December 1st, but it's about every 2 weeks we have a new start time because it's ongoing classes. And it works really well. We do toning and chanting and mantras, and we do voice healing, and then we have you work on other people. It's actually profoundly effective. And then we've also got the audio program online where you can actually see my screen. You can hear what I'm mixing. in real time, and it's also very effective. We can pull up your screen and see what you've done with the program, and it's all about recording, mixing, producing, and just making it sound great. And also, we teach you how to do binaural beats to do brainwave entrainment as well. So we've got the two separate programs, sound healing and audio recording as well, starting January or sooner online. So we also have our treatments here. We can find your soul frequency with a webcam where we play each of the 12 notes and find what note is the most peaceful for you. And then we send you a CD in that key so you have your own note where you know where you can go to peace at any time. We also do voice analysis where we can find missing frequencies in your system. We can do also an assessment to find what note of beta you need to get rid of your ADD or ADHD. Really effective treatment. And then Emmanuel does voice healing, and there's about 85 people that claim that their cancer is gone after he's done the voice healing. He does it over the phone or over Skype as well. So a lot of different treatments. You can check out all the treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. And we also have our store. We've got all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemical bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We've got technologies and sound tables. Oh, my God, the sound tables. We have people that are using it to help with PTSD and miracle transformation. We have people that are using it for autism, including my music. We have people that are using it for every type of issue you can imagine, especially anything neurological, like Parkinson's or especially fibromyalgia as well. We also have the Bass Pod, which is a handheld bass speaker. It's about 3 inches cube, about 3 inches all around. And you just hold it and put it on the body, and we have frequencies that are good for just about every part of the body. We've got muscles, CDs for muscles, CDs for nerves, tendons, and ligaments, for bones, for endocrine glands, for respiratory, circulatory. We've got them for chronic fatigue and for depression as well. They're really effective. You can use them with headphones, but if you use the Bass Pod, it's even more powerful. All of our stuff at the store is at soundoflove.com. And you can actually find just about everything we have at soundhealingcenter.com. And if you have any questions, you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. There you have it. Boy, you know, probably the biggest problem that's holding us back from being from our full potential, from our just being whole and being the love that we are negative limiting beliefs. These beliefs are rampant in our society. You are not good enough. Buy this. You are not good enough. You need to compete in school to get a better grade. You need to compete to get ahead. You need to compete to get the best job. You need to compete to do this. And if you lose, you are not good enough. Oh, my God. It's crazy making our society. It's crazy because the truth is we're all good enough. We're totally good enough. We are pure, perfect spirits in every way. It's complete illusion that we are not good enough. It's really wrong. It's not the way we're meant to be. We're not meant to feel bad. That's the dark forces trying to hold us down, if you want to go that route. But regardless, we're not meant to feel bad. We are pure, perfect spirits. We have bodies that are a little fragile and minds that are a little crazy, but those are not the deal. The deal is our pure spirit that is perfect in every way, pure love and light. We are love. And so it's critical. It's just critical that we unroot these negative beliefs, because they affect everything we do. It's the basic law of resonance. The law of resonance says whatever vibration you're putting out, you attract that. It's the law of attraction, right? Same, almost the same as the law of resonance. Any vibration you put out is what you attract. So if you've got a vibration inside, even if it's hidden, and it's going, I am not good enough, then it's putting out that vibration to the universe, and the universe goes, okay, we'll support that. We'll support it. We'll not only support it, we'll bring situations that prove that. It's horrible. Because it's not the truth, and it affects every interaction. It affects the jobs you end up getting. It affects what you think you can manifest. It affects just about everything. It's really the big deal in our life that's holding us back. So the trick is to identify those negative beliefs and turn them around and make the sound of the opposite. So there are many negative beliefs that we subscribe to, and they fall into a few different categories. The first category is just wealth. We're not good enough to make enough money. Get into more details. There's also that about health. We're not good enough to be healthy. It's also about we're not good enough to have harmonious relationships. That's a big one. So let me find the list here. Okay. So also it's we're not good enough physically. We may not be good enough with our physical looks or our body. But the truth is we're all good enough in every way. So think about any negative belief you might have about yourself. Let me go through the list here and see if any of these resonate with you. And if they do, you might want to write them down, because there's some serious work to be done here to get rid of these illusions. Okay. I'm not smart enough. Anybody got that one? I've got it. Good things never happen to me. I don't deserve good things because of what I've done. Life is never easy. I'm an incompetent person or a bad person. I'm not good looking enough. I'm not tall enough, short enough, right body type, athletic enough, correct weight. I'm not spiritual enough. This is from my book, by the way. I'm not too emotional, not emotional enough. I'm a simple person, incapable of great things. I'm not worthy of spirit or enlightenment. I'm not pure enough to help or heal others. I'm not caring or loving enough. I'm not lovable. I don't deserve to be loved. I cannot trust anyone. I'm always exploited by others. People are often jerks or assholes. I'm so afraid of being judged by others all the time. That's a huge one. I always screw up relationships once I start to get close. People don't see my value. I'm invisible. Under money. Money is the root of all evil. If I have a lot of money, others will have less. It's wrong to have a lot of money when others are starving. I don't deserve to be rich. I need to compete with other people to succeed. It's tough to make money. I'm not clever enough to run my own business. Whenever I make a lot of money, I will always lose it. Rich people are bad. I always have some health issues going on. I'm never completely healthy. I don't deserve to be healthy. I don't have it together enough to be healthy. I'm an emotional mess most of the time. Life sucks. You just grow old and die. I'm not capable of healing myself. I'm not pure enough of high enough consciousness or help to help or heal others. I don't deserve it all, health, wealth, and harmonious relationships. Whew. tense going through all those negative things. We'll say all the opposites later in the show here. So the trick is to change those around and make the sound of them, to resonate the truth. However, the tricky part is, you know, you can't just say the opposite if your subconscious doesn't believe it. You know, if you say, oh, I am totally loving all the time, your subconscious goes, yeah, right, give me a break. You know, we know you're not totally loving all the time. You drop below the line occasionally. We know we were there. We were there. We saw it. That's a lie. That's not the truth. You're not going to get very far if your consciousness doesn't believe it. You have to say it in a way that your consciousness will believe it. And some issues, some beliefs, they're deep in there. And your consciousness, you know, it's like, okay, here's a good one. This is one I have. I am not loving enough. There are times when I'm a little critical, times when I'm a little lost, times when I'm tired, times when I didn't get enough sleep. There are times when I'm not the most loving. And so I can't say I am loving all the time. I aspire to be loving all the time. And often I'm just present, which is fine. You don't have to be loving all the time. You could just be present. So in order to get around that, to not get around it, to tell the truth, I have to say something like, at the core, I am pure divine love. I aspire to be loving all the time. I try to be loving whenever I remember. I am love. And then what we do is we make the sound of that. If that resonates with you, that issue, then we can make the sound of it, that I am love. I am aspiring all the time to be loving. At my core, I am divine universal love. Make that sound with me. Critical of myself, I'm too critical of others. I've got that one. The opposite is, I am extremely, very discerning in my work, in my relationships, in my communication, in my artwork, in my music. I'm really discerning, which brings really profound beauty and caring to my work and my relationships and my life. That's often the truth. And sometimes that discernment gets misunderstood as criticalness. But there are times when it spills over. Got a little tone. It's when you feel that you're above someone. Everybody knows that tone. That's when it's criticalness and not discernment. It's important to be discerning, and it's important to be disciplined. Even Buddhism says you can't fool around with the lower self. It's like a wild monkey. Gotta tame that sucker. You gotta be disciplined. That is discernment. And it takes critical thinking to be able to weed out the weeds that are keeping you away from spirit and nature's way. So that discernment is really important. A lot of people think, oh, I think too much, you know. And then also what happens is people that are really discerning and are doing very detailed work, people around them often think they're too critical when they're just simply wanting to do it really well. And there's nothing wrong with doing it really well, especially if you're like a surgeon, right? I mean, people don't go, oh, man, you're too critical. You're being too detailed as a surgeon. No. But even in artwork, you know, people are really detailed in their artwork, and they have the most amazing. It's like saying Michelangelo is a little bit too critical. Unbelievable detail, and you could say criticalness and precise precision as to exactly how it should be. And because of that, it's magnificent. Magnificent. So there is, so here's the opposite. I am very discerning in the most beautiful way. I like that one right there. I'm very discerning in the most beautiful way. That could take care of the whole thing right there. Again, you can't just say, I am never critical, because your subconscious will go, yeah, I'm a little critical on that statement. You know, yeah, right. Give me a break, Davey. But I am discerning in the most beautiful way. I aspire to never hurt anyone or put them down. Just make the sound of those and make them with me if you like. Here's a good one. I don't deserve to make a lot of money. I don't know how to make a lot of money. I'm not smart enough. I'm not clever enough. No. Some reason I never make enough money. Well, this one is interesting. What I've learned is if you get rid of the belief that you're not supposed to have a lot of money and run it like this. Wealth comes to me not so I can be rich or be super comfortable, but so it will come through me to be able to help others. Money comes to me flowing easily to be able to help others. I don't need to be comfortable to help others. can't help others if you're struggling. So the money comes through me to help others. And when you do that, Spirit goes, right on. Here it comes. Great example is my investor friend. She was in Mount Shasta and got a download to create this whole company to bring all these different high-end technologies for creating energy, free energy, for sustainable crops, for full range of very cool technologies and ideas for health, wealth, and relationships. And she's using, that's why I got involved with her, because she really wants to use sound healing for that as well. And then she'll be the center marketing person and then bring all this to the third world countries or anybody that needs it. And she's now getting $500 million to do it. Because not only did Spirit say, oh, you want money to come through you to help others? Cool. But also, people are responding to that these days. There are tons of people that, you know, are getting funded to help others. There's tons of money out there for humanitarian needs. So if you say, oh, I got a cool idea that will create a lot of fun and a lot of people will buy this, we'll make a lot of money. Some investors will go, cool. But if you say, I want to make a lot of money so I can help people the best way possible, then not only do, I mean, then Spirit kicks in. That's really cool. So that's a really good one. I am completely abundant because I want complete abundance to be able to help others and be comfortable. Spirit goes, cool. So let's make the sound of that. There are no bad sounds. Every sound is perfect. You can't make a sound out of pitch. You can't make a sound that's wrong. It's all perfect. I want to play a song called Enlightenment, which helps bring you into this zone of everything being okay. You are perfectly good enough. So hold this intention while listening to this song that you are perfect in every way. why, whether there is something wrong in me. I don't fit in some way. I'm different. I'm not normal completely. Maybe there's even a, might be that just you think there's a small part of you that is weird. Just a part of you that is not right. There's a part of you that is not acceptable. There's a part of you that's bizarre. Maybe a big part. I don't fit in. People think I'm weird. Or you could even be hiding that weird part. Sometimes people just see it. The truth is, everybody is unique. Everybody has differences. In fact, it used to be, I thought I was quite weird and different from everybody else. Now, I think most of the world is weird, right? I mean, most of the world is entrained into selfishness, not caring. Most of the world, a lot of the world is entrained into the status quo. That's what's weird. And really, it's the uniqueness and differences that are the best. And besides, even if there's something that you know, you go, okay, no, this part, I am really weird. That's not you. You are a perfect spirit in every way. That part of you is perfect. It's perfectly unique. We are a creation of our culture, creation of our society, as well as our own being. We can't help being trained into the craziness of our society, you know, even if it's a reaction against the society. We are perfect. Every little nuance is perfect. Every part of me is perfect. Even the things I want to change, and I'm working to change, it's perfect because they're showing me what I would like to be. It's all perfect. Let's make the sound of that. Join me if you like. Then there's the world of health. I'm an emotional mess all the time. I never seem to be able to be completely healthy. Always got this pain in my neck. I'm always going to be screwed up physically. Or I don't have the power to heal myself. I need to go to someone else. So the deal is, there are miracles that happen all the time. I've seen fourth stage cancer. I know I can name 5 people right now where fourth stage cancer has completely gone away. There are, of course, people with major disabilities that are doing major things. Not to say it's not harder, no, because our society makes it harder. But physically, anything can change, and it does. And it's really the number one thing. They talk about this in the movie The Living Matrix. The number one thing is your belief. This one doctor, he says, if you believe you can be healed, you can't. If you don't believe you can be healed, that is true too. It's exactly what you believe. If you believe in a treatment like chemotherapy, well, it's only effective 7% of the 7%. But if you believe in it, the percentage goes up dramatically. If you believe in sound healing, the percentage goes up dramatically. The belief is huge. There are other parts that your belief doesn't even affect, but your belief is the most important. So it's all about believing you can absolutely not only heal, but heal yourself. It's the truth. Somebody might be going, well, I've got an incurable disease or incurable condition. That's ridiculous. Spirit can transform anything. And somebody says, well, the percentages show, that's ridiculous. Percentages show that people are disconnected from source. That's what the percentages show. Disconnected from your own powerful belief system. Your own power. That's what the statistics show. Okay? So, the opposite is, I can heal. I am going to heal, and I can do it even myself. Could be a tricky one if you don't believe it completely. If there's a part of you going, yeah, right, come on. It's not going to work. You got to say it in a way so you really believe it. You might have to change it a bit until you really believe it. You know, I am wholly healthy and 99% of my body. I don't know, how could you say it? I am whole. Could you say that? I am whole. I am love. It's good enough there. My spirit is perfect in every way. Or, go for it. I can heal myself completely. That's the truth. Let's make the sound of that. Thank you. You are unconditional, universal love. Let's play a song and resonate that. That's the truth. This is the song of unconditional love that you are.
Thank you.
So if you ever feel bad about anything around yourself in any way, the trick is to find the belief behind it and then simply turn it around in a way that your subconscious believes it and make the sound of it. Because when you make the sound of it, you get it into your body cellularly. You get that belief. You need to feel it in your body that it's true and feel it vibrationally. Because then your body and your soul, your not your soul, but your whole being, because your soul is already trying to resonate what is true. But your body and your emotions, everything is resonating to the world that you are good enough. And then the world goes, party! Cool. That's what we'll bring you. We'll bring you abundance. We'll bring you harmonious relationships. We'll bring you perfect health. We'll bring you love and light. Because that is who you are. And that's what you're resonating. It really is about being a spiritual warrior to the point where you do not allow yourself to feel bad. Remembering that sadness and grief are not bad. They're not bad for your body. They're harmonious sounds in your body. But to not feel powerless, to not feel despair, not feel depression, not feel anger, not feel upsetness, not feel even frustration or disappointment. Because these are beliefs based on beliefs that you are not good enough, or could even be a belief that you are above other people. It's all an illusion. You're pure, pure, perfect spirit in every way. And that brings us back to that original intention for the show. You're a pure, perfect spirit in every way, and everybody is. That is the truth. So keep resonating that, at least through the evening. Go for it and at least do the whole weekend. Bring it into the week. Oh, hold that energy for months and years to come. Imagine lifetimes. We are perfect in every way. And that resonates the rest of our being into perfectness every way. Because that's the truth. Thanks for listening. Come on.